So then what did you do after you had been fired?
My brother, my sister, and I had bought the First National Bank of Stigler, Oklahoma, and that was a nice investment. I had drilled some oil wells, had some oil interests. It was a nice investment, not enough to support me like I was supported. And my love was finance. I enjoyed finance. And so I rented a little office over in the Fourth National Bank building, now the Bank of America building, and my merchandise manager, Tony Rodney, said, I don't want to continue in retailing. I want to be with you. I said, Tony, you don't know anything about finance. He said, teach me. So we went into the construction lending business. It was fascinating. I did over almost $1 billion in the first 7 years. Made more money than I ever made at Vandiver's, like two and three times.
Let's talk just a little bit here about the Vandiver family and the community service that the family performed. WA helped create the Tulsa Memorial Airport.
Yes.
You know some of the story on that?
No, I don't know the story on that.
He made donations to bring railroads to the city?
He was instrumental with a group of other Tulsa citizens of getting the railroad here.
He was credited with founding the Tulsa State Fair?
He did. When he died, my father went on that board.
I don't know if you have any stories along with this, and he helped create the first International Oil Exposition.
Yes, he was with the group that did that, Wade Phillips and Bill Skelly and Sinclair and Warren.
So all these brothers and their wives, they served on boards and charitable events and all those kind of things. So they were the ta-ta-ta of the elite.
Yeah. And then when they were all gone, I served on 17 civic boards.
Wow. Great memories of Vandiver's that people still alive today have.
Mm-hmm.
During the Depression, Vandiver's was able to make it through
all
that and probably hired a lot of people to make them through the Depression. And here we have a store full of friendly clerks. And
It's a lot different.
Vern knew the names of people.
And leads them at the door.
Had an elevator operated by a very nice lady.
There were no automatic elevators. You had to have an operator.
Just sum up your thoughts about that sweet spot, that sweet time probably in the 50s, early 60s. Your thoughts about all that.
There were no computers. There were no calculators. Early, there was no TV. There was no air conditioning. Everything was done with people. I've learned the computer. My business today is practically run with a computer. Thinking back to those old days, I would much rather have it run with people. We had an accounting department, 27 people. We had a credit department, 32 people. On just one of our floors, we'd have 10 people. Go over to Macy's and see if you can find two people. So, looking back, it was people. And that's what I miss about those old days.
Was it easy to hire good people, or did you have to really work at that?
It was easy to hire good people, and people were more loyal then than they are today. People were more a part of your business. I don't see that any place today.
The store kind of became theirs, didn't it?
The store became theirs. They would protect that store.
Yeah.
And anything that went wrong any place, it would be reported, including the theft. We had several customers who were kleptomaniacs.
Oh, I suppose.
Ooh, we let them steal. And then we sent the bill to them.
So how did that work out?
Wonderfully. They paid it. What would they rather have, the jail or the bill?
Were there any names that public would have known?
Yes. I don't feel like I should use them. They were very, very respected families in Tulsa, well-to-do families. They did a lot for us civically.
And they'd come in and steal from you?
Yeah. Little kleptomaniacs. There were three of them.
But yet they paid their bill.
Oh, of course. You know.
Well, that's great.